Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we read some fan mail
and pick up a yellow card.
Okay, are we ready? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. We are outside.
Feels good.
It is a lovely night here really in Northern Virginia. We have been very fortunate that there have been no lawns being mowed around us or not much traffic even.
No meteor
really
storms.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been nice.
And tonight for this episode, first of all, it's really exciting because it's a fan mail Friday.
It is. I love fan mail Friday.
There are sirens going off.
Yes,
now.
There are. Yes. There's a klaxon ringing somewhere. Yeah.
And we love fan mail Friday. It's our favorite episodes to record. Number one, because we just love the stuff that you guys send us.
Absolutely.
And number two, it requires less prep time for us because we can just respond to what you guys send
right.
us. We like, you guys do the work.
You run the show.
And then we just make our smart-ass comments.
That's right.
It's really the way the show should be all the time.
Well, maybe. Yeah, okay. We may be evolving to that format.
All right, so the show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Also with us again today is
Jasper Colt, for Jasper. No apparent reason.
And Jasper has introduced a new element to the show.
So yesterday we talked about Jasper's trip to Cuba.
Yes.
And some Cuban music. And Jasper brought back some Cuban cigars. Here we go.
Light them up, boys.
Yeah, we're really good at this.
I'm wondering how much longer my wife's going to let me do this show. Because it went from being just like, hanging out with Patrick and talking about music to like, drinking.
Drinking and smoking.
And now smoking is part of it.
I have noticed we're actually outside of the house now, so we may be moving farther away. We may be in the backyard next episode.
Well, at least we're outside for this.
Yeah, so. Down the street.
We definitely couldn't get away with this in the house.
All right. Okay, so Fan Mail Friday.
Fan Mail Friday.
The first piece of fan mail that we have to address
Oops.
Involves a correction on
it
our
does.
Part.
This is our first correction.
It is our first correction.
Yeah. But we, as folks with journalistic backgrounds, want to get it right.
Absolutely.
And we did make a mistake.
Okay, and I'm going to read this, and then we'll respond to that. Okay. But I want to say this, too. I want people to understand this. If we make a mistake in a show and it's published, it's out there, we're not going to go back into that show
we'll never
and
do
fix
that.
It there. Like, once it's out there, it is, like, for the public record,
that
right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is correct it in an upcoming episode, which is what we're doing here
That's right.
now.
Yes.
Similar we don't go back and tinker with it, like, as if it didn't happen.
No.
We don't mess with the stuff like George Lucas does with his movies.
No, we do
once
not.
Once it's out there, it is out there.
It's part of the record.
And the world can hear our stupidity, and that's fine. Okay, so here is the tweet we got from someone who goes by the name Oregon of Species. The Twitter handle is actually Adios Pantaloons, at Adios Pantaloons.
Nice.
So this is great. This is already starting out great. Oregon of Species says to us, the West Ham song is I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
Yes.
So what does that relate to? What does that refer to there?
Well, at West Ham United, they have a tradition of when the game begins or when West Ham...
We did a show about music and soccer.
We did a show about music and soccer, right. And so at West Ham, when the players come out for the beginning of the game, like at many clubs, they sing a song, but they also release actual bubbles into the air. And when West Ham scores a goal, I believe, they also release bubbles into the air.
Okay.
We played Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny Bubbles, because someone on the show, I don't know if it was you or the other person on the
That's
show,
right. Patrick,
said it was Tiny Bubbles.
No, but it is not.
And so we played that song,
That's right.
and then turns out we were wrong.
Not the Don Ho song.
Yeah.
So it's an older song, an American song written kind of in the 20s, I think. Right, Jim?
It may have been.
I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. First off, Jasper, are you a soccer fan at all?
No.
Okay.
I played soccer in elementary school, and that's as far as it went.
And one of the things that either you or Nate Scott said on that was that a lot of times they play songs to sort of calm down the crowd.
Yes.
It's different from American.
Right. Where they crank up the jams,
right.
like Rock and Roll Part 2 to try to get you fired up.
That's right. It's kind of different there. I think one of you said, I think Nate maybe said, it's to get people to stop punching each
That's
other
right.
for a few minutes.
So they would play ska or reggae or something like that.
So I think that applies to this, because listen to this.
I'm forever blowing
my dreams, they'll fade and die. Fortune's always hiding. I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Okay, I think I've had enough of that.
All right, so we got that right.
That version was the Mary Max. It could be the original version. We're not exactly
sure.
That goes back. That's like World War II era vocal group.
That's right. When kind of like a sheet music was a thing to popularize songs. So people would play it in their homes or sing it. And apparently West Ham adopted the song sometime in the late 1920s. So one of the older football clubs.
So it may be even a version earlier than this. That we're not aware of.
Right. Or who knows how, you know, we talked a little bit about how these songs get started, and you know, it's really hard to tell. Although, according to what I read on the internet, the punk band, the Cockney Rejects, do you know them? Apparently once recorded a version of I'm Blowing Bubbles in tribute to West Ham because they were supporters of the club.
That's the most British thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, I know that much about soccer, but I know that's better than the other one.
That makes the song only slightly better.
Yeah. West Ham.
They did away with the blowing bubbles.
Well, maybe. Maybe it comes later. I don't know.
Good point. Good point.
They sound like a band that you would have seen on The Young Ones.
Yeah, perhaps.
Okay.
So thank you to Oregon of the Species and others who brought that error to our attention.
Did we fully correct our error?
I believe
we are
now.
Did? Is that
good
now
standing
on record? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're good. Okay, so related to the soccer episode
with our good friend Nate Scott from Fox Sports,
we have also a couple of other suggestions.
Okay, great.
From listeners. So here is one from New Order. Got that from our friend Bud Verge.
Thank you, Bud Verge.
Who left us a message, said, "Where is my New Order World in Motion World Cup song?"
Yeah.
And also, somebody else tweeted at us from TL Preps, Chris Gove. Said, number one, World in Motion by New Order. So we got that from a couple of people. So apparently, that song was like sort of the English team's theme song in 1990 World Cup.
And that's a song. And but New Order, you know, they're from Manchester. So from what I understand, they're Manchester United supporters. But nowadays in Manchester, you know, City is another big Manchester team. Yeah.
You should save that for your other podcast.
Talking Reds and Blues.
Yeah. Wait, Manchester's not in New Hampshire?
I've not heard that song before.
I had never had either, actually.
It, to me, does not have some of the classic New Order sound to it. Sounds a little bit more kind of overly produced and poppy.
Yeah, yeah, maybe aimed at kind of a mass audience. Yeah. They were trying to hit with that, trying to make it an anthem.
Mascot audience.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, then Bud also tweeted at us, said, or this one, and just has a YouTube link. So I'm going to click on this. I don't know what this is.
Right.
This could be dangerous. I could get a virus.
We'll go on getting back. It's all getting back. It's all getting back. So sure that England's gonna throw it away, gonna blow it away, but I know they can play, 'cause I remember Lina's on the shirt. Jules Rimet still gleaming, 30 years apart.
Alright, did you catch that? Three Lions.
Yeah, so Three Lions is the nickname of the English football team, because on their crest, there's three lions there.
Okay.
And I also picked up that it was 30 years ago, so this must have been released in 1996 or so.
It says, according to one of the comments here on the YouTube page, it says this song was released for Euro 96.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's the other big
tournament. For the English fans trying to win something.
Yeah.
Right.
And they didn't win that either.
Right. And the band is the Lightning Seeds.
Yes. Oh, I remember that band.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lightning Seeds were cool. So it's total Britpop kind of stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's kind of interesting. They write every time a big tournament comes around that, you know, a band will write a song, but I guess it's kind of like the Super Bowl shuffle.
Strength for fun, strength not stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running and falling is like Mickey Mouse Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ.
I'm the punky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like to cheer. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double, to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
You're looking at the fridge, I'm the Ricky. I may be lost, but I'm no dumb.
It's, it's kind of like that. Not quite.
No, not quite.
All right. Yeah, so that was fun. That's a fun
Yeah,
tune.
That was very cool.
A, such a funny niche of music.
Yeah, like, it really is.
These last two being these British songs from like this very specific era remind me of this film Sing Street, which you may have heard of.
Jim has heard of that.
Mm-hmm. It's a great film. Yeah. Definitely check it out. It's about a bunch of boys starting a band in high school in like 85, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of go through all these different bands and they have their phases that coincide with The Cure. And
Jim has mentioned this movie to me several times.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
It's on that streaming Netflix service. Yeah, that starts with Net and ends with Flix.
Okay, so one more soccer song recommendation, also from TL Prep's Chris Gove.
Okay.
At Chris Gove 101, Go West, Pet Shop Boys version, which an El Paso high school team blared before a 2009 playoff.
Oh.
So that seems random.
That's pretty random.
But we'll take it. Let's listen to that.
Yeah, that'll get you fired up for sure, man.
Jasper, when you played soccer, did you have like songs that would get you going?
No, we were like five, so we just screamed.
Screamed at each other, yeah. And ate orange slices at halftime.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's about all I can stand, really, of the football music. So let's take a little break here. I have to sort of, you know, recompose myself.
Take a shower.
And then we're going to come back with some other fan mail. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Patrick. So one thing that you'll hear every once in a while in songs, one of the things I really like in popular music, it was when like one artist like name checks another artist.
Yeah, I love that too.
That's really fun. And like it just comes up in the song and, you know, like The Seeker or something like that. I asked Bobby Dylan, I asked the Beatles, right?
Right.
You know, it's just
or like,
great.
Life is a Rock and the Radio Rolled Me.
There you go. So we're going to take a moment here to name check Audio Boom, which is a really cool podcasting platform that you can listen to. So if you don't listen on iTunes, another way to go, and I think this is particularly good if you're on an Android device, is listen on Audio Boom. So what you can do there is you can download the Audio Boom app to your phone, or you can just, you know, go online, go to audioboom.com, and they have Rock in the Suburbs there.
They do.
They may not consider it so, but we consider it the best podcast that
they have. I like to do that when I'm on my laptop or just working, right? It's easy to dial up audioboom.com and listen to the show.
And then they also have, you know, a lot of other podcasts you can find there. So there's podcasts for business, comedy, entertainment, health and fitness, news and politics, all kinds of stuff. There's some other music ones there, but I don't know why you would have any need for those.
No, I wouldn't see why that'd be useful. Do they have anything on hydroponic gardening?
I don't know. Some scientist in a lab coat figures that out.
Sounds good.
All right, so go to audioboom.com, and that's another great way to listen to Rock in the Suburbs. Okay, we're back. We're on the deck. There are cars driving by. You might hear that in the background. We have here a Facebook message from Andrea Gross, and she says, "Hey guys, I'm so glad you are doing this podcast. My husband and I started listening after missing another show that maybe we did. We find ourselves in the same boat, been listening to and discovering music since dating in the 80s, however still discovering while teaching our teens.
Oh.
It's so hard because people our age gave up a long time ago thinking they've grown out of that time of their lives. We are in our mid-40s, still go to concerts every time they come our way in Nashville, and take our girls to Bonnaroo every year.
Great.
So keep it up. Love listening."
That's fantastic. Cool parents.
Very cool.
Isn't that great?
I love that.
You going to Bonnaroo this year?
Not unless they want to take me. If they want to adopt another child.
What about you, Jasper? You ever been to Bonnaroo?
I've never been, no.
You've been to any festivals?
Yeah, Lollapalooza.
like the old one, the
20 years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be fun. And I think the, you know, the Rock in the Suburbs gang is hoping, we don't know if it's going to happen for sure, but we're hoping to go to a festival this summer.
Yeah.
If we can work it out.
We're still trying to make that work.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
Yes, that'd be great. Okay. Now, we got another note here from Jay Ignacio.
Okay.
I love this. In the early 90s, I was a part-time college cable radio DJ.
Wow.
At WIUS. At Indiana University.
Oh, know something about that place?
I do. Give me a moment. I found a vinyl copy of Marquee Moon at the station.
Wow.
It became my favorite bathroom break song. Great album, great long songs.
Yeah.
Right. So Marquee Moon was like a 10-minute song.
10-minute tune, yeah.
Right? And so, funny thing, I also worked part-time at that same radio station
when
I was at IU.
No way. That's incredible.
In a little bit before then, in the mid to late 80s. And so I know exactly what we're talking about. The station was in an old house.
Okay.
And when he mentions it's cable radio, this is the most bizarre thing. Like, it wasn't an over-the-air station.
Okay.
And this was before internet and streaming.
Yeah.
So the way you would get it is, it was mostly, I think it was maybe just only on campus. Like, you had to be, like, in the dorms.
Okay.
Things like that. You had to actually...
The campus cable service or whatever.
Yeah, you had to, like, hook your radio somehow up to... the coaxial cable. I'm trying to remember how it worked. It was so bizarre.
It involved
that,
going to Radio Shack about three times.
Yeah.
And lots of duct tape.
That the only people who would listen would be people who would go to those links, which was maybe like five people. Right? I mean, you know, it was like impossible.
That's great.
Think about that.
What was your
show
called?
Die Hard fans,
yeah. Yeah, Die Hard Rock and Roll.
So,
did you have a name for your show?
I didn't. Okay, well, I did a music show. I did various things there. I did a music show for a little while. I don't think it ever had a name.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember, so Jay, I can remember exactly what you're talking about, like when you had to, because you were the only one there.
Yeah.
Often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the only person there. So when you had to take that break, run to the bathroom, which was like I said, it was in like a house. So it was just like maybe off the kitchen. Yeah. Or something like that, right? I don't know. I can remember that same kind of thing. I don't remember what the songs were, but I remember you had to do the same kind of thing. You had to find like a 10-minute song to play. Something, you know, to be sure you had enough time.
That's right.
And then my friend of mine, Andrew, and his brother Joe, they did an overnight show for a while.
Oh, okay.
So imagine who's listening to that.
Just themselves.
And I would sit in on that once in a while and hang out. And the fun thing about it was that you could just play anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
That's very cool.
It did not matter.
Right.
Like, they did not care. So it's like you'd play Television, then you'd play like Dwight Yoakam, you know?
Right. The whole side of a Bob Dylan album. Just
whatever.
It
didn't matter. For a little while, I tried doing a talk show.
Oh, did you?
Like an interview show?
Really?
Yes.
Fascinating. Precursor to your podcast. Exactly.
I called that Claptrap.
With Jim Leno.
Yeah. It lasted about 4 episodes,
oh,
I think.
Really?
And I had trouble lining up guests, and so it just died.
Couldn't get Bobby Knight.
No. So there you go. That was, yes, I remember WIUS.
Thank you, Jack.
I used to have a WIUS t-shirt, but that's long gone. Now, we also have a Facebook comment here from Justin Steiner.
Okay.
Also has a YouTube link. Mm-hmm. You're going to like this. He says, I know you guys covered REM on the old show, but I just wanted to note that Reckoning turns 33 today, the day he sent this. Also to post one of my favorite Pavement songs that happens to relate.
Some bands I'd like to name check, and one of them is REM. Classic songs with a long history. Southern boys just like you and me. REM.
Great. Thanks for sending that. It's been a long time since I've heard
fantastic.
That song, and that's awesome.
Unseen Power of the Picket Fence. Yeah, is that right?
That's it. I mean, it's not just a name check song. It's a tribute.
It really
song,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
To a band and a specific album.
What a cool way to
so
do
great.
It.
So great.
Yeah.
And a sort of unexpected one, I think. I mean, there are definitely some connections there, but like,
Yeah, you don't really on the surface hear it so directly. No. Yeah.
I may have told you this story before. I can't remember. But when I lived in Louisville, it was pretty well known that Bob Nastanovich lived in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. He was a big horse racing fan.
He specifically moved to Louisville so he could live by Churchill Downs.
That's right. He really
he bought
was.
A house in the neighborhood of Churchill Downs, mm-hmm. and he would go to the track
Huge
all the time.
Racing fan. Yeah.
And then Justin Steiner sent us one other note.
Okay. Thanks, Justin.
It just says, I think this will be of interest. And then there's a link.
Okay.
So I don't know. Let's see what's of interest
Might
here.
Get another virus.
He's sweating heavily. But she can't feel the heat, no electricity. His ego's so deflated, his memory's so derided. She's so bored, she falls asleep. Short fingered man, can't get her off. Short fingered man, best give it up. He cleans his arm.
you guys have any idea what that's about?
Gosh, man.
Full of innuendo.
Yeah, just completely full of innuendo. Is he trying to make some sort of information? Or he may be talking about that singer that you like.
Oh, maybe.
That's
so who
what
is
it
this?
Did you take that video full screen?
I think that's Julianna Hatfield.
Julianna Hatfield, yes. I got to say, he sent the link here. It's a YouTube link, so it's actually a music video, which I find oddly captivating.
I would imagine you do, yeah. We actually had to bring Jim out of a kind of a trance there for a minute, Jasper and I.
I don't think he heard the lyrics at all.
I think he didn't. We had to blow some cigar smoke in his face to wake him up.
Definitely a little...
Just want to say for the record, Jim has long, beautiful, masculine hands. So, Julianna, if you're listening, nothing to worry about. We're already in way over our heads here, Justin.
Yeah, what was the next topic?
I don't know, but it needs to come up soon.
Don't you have the list?
Yeah, I think it has to do with the agenda. I think it's Patrick's topic we're going to go out on. So, should we close up the show now?
Yeah, why don't we do that? This is probably a good time to move on.
Yeah.
This is a great time to move on.
Okay, so. I don't know if I can do it.
You might need, do you need a cloth over there? You may need something. Some tissues. Pass those over.
So what's the show? Our show is called Rock in the Suburbs.
It is called Rock in the Suburbs.
And we do that out here on the deck. It's really lovely.
We have Jasper.
Jasper, come on over, man.
Happy New Year.
Welcome. Always.
Eventually, we're going to have a new grill. Right now,
fantastic.
I'm grillless right now.
Well, those shrimp tacos you made were pretty good without a grill.
Yes. Delicious. Yeah.
Okay. Rock in the Suburbs. It's on iTunes. It's on,
you're on it.
Audio Boom, Stitcher, TuneIn. So listen to it at all four of those places. Also, call the Suburban Party Line, and you can get on the show that way. Play your voicemail. Mm-hmm. It is 612-440-1984. So do that. And then also, like these other folks, you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Twitter or Facebook at suburbspod. You can also find our website, which is suburbspod.com, and you can read cool stuff there. Also,
you'd be like me and just show up on the deck with Cuban cigars.
Yeah, you can do that.
Definitely do that.
That might be kind of creepy. Mm-hmm.
Though, out the window and show up on the deck.
Okay, so Patrick, what was it you wanted to close out with here? Just, this is not fan mail. This is just
sort of related to events that take place in my life. And my youngest daughter turned 18 recently, and so I set about the project of making her a little CD. Of course, I don't think she has any way to play it. I don't think she has access to a CD player probably anywhere. You only pass that milestone once. I thought I'd make a CD of some songs that I liked when I was 18 and give those to her. And being as OCD as I am, ever since I was in high school, I used to keep these notebooks. They were like, you know, those marble composition notebooks that you would get, right? I would just fill those up with writings and you know, different things. And I went back and looked at some of my older ones from the 80s. And mainly what it was filled with was lists of bands that I liked and then lyrics to their songs that I copied down. Yeah. You know, I put some songs on there by, I was really into the song Oblivious by Aztec Camera at the time.
I love that song.
Yeah. I was into the Talking Heads. U2's Unforgettable Fire had just come out around the time I had this notebook. There was a little Van Morrison in there. And I was starting at that time to get into some, you know, cooler rock. I think there was an Echo and the Bunnymen song in that notebook on there. There was a couple of others that I liked that I put on there. Most disturbingly, however, I was still, for some reason, under the spell of Synchronicity by the Police. So...
We've all been there.
Sting songs that I copied down for some god unknown reason.
Like King of Pain.
Yes, exactly. Oh,
it's so deep.
Speaks to me.
But I relented a tiny bit and I added a few decorative songs that weren't from that era. But so I think if she goes away to college this year and you know, she has a night table or something with one leg too short, she can slide that CD under there and like balance it out. That's probably what it'll end up being. But anyway,
that's really
gesture
nice,
of love. Yeah.
All right.
You take her for a short ride in Big Blue.
That's right. She can play a CD in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's right.
It still does.
Yeah.
Although my next car, I so badly want a tape deck.
Oh, yeah. That's got to happen.
Do they do that? They should do that. They should bring that back.
You can get it customized, Jasper.
Yeah, you can't get them stock with a tape deck, obviously. No, but yeah, you can add
somebody
one.
Somebody put one in.
I mean, you can buy them on eBay, you know, the original ones.
Jasper will put it in. He'll do a good job.
All right. Very good.
Sure thing.
Okay. So thanks for all the fan mail.
Yes,
we love
thanks,
it.
Everybody. Continue to write.
When you correct us, that's fine.
Perfect.
We like that.
Yep.
And when you send us nice notes about how great we're doing, we like that
even
more.
Yep.
Okay. And please, also, when you get a chance, rate and review the show on iTunes.
Absolutely.
We really... Fan Mail Friday is now over. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Jasper Colt.
And Jasper, I'm sure you'll be back again sometime soon.
I hope so.
Thanks for being here this week.
And for everyone else, we'll talk to you next week. There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's gonna start a fade. It's a signal that we're open as yesterday. It's gonna start a fade. There's a black hat caught in a high tree top. It's gonna start a fade. There's a flag pole rag and the wind won't stop. It's gonna start a fade. I stood here before and started pouring rain. The world turned circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain. It's my destiny to be the king of pain.
Time after time was my least favorite song.
Yeah. You're born to be a Karen.